sit around the kitchen table and let's talk metaphysics. Today I'm here again with my friend Brett. So how are you? How are things? It's been about, what day did we go to the beach last week?
Last
Wednesday?
Wednesday, I think it was.
Yeah, so, yeah, sweet.
Just over a week.
I like that we get to see each other, that we're seeing each other weekly now.
Because
we used to go a little bit too long.
Yeah.
Where
for
I just
sure.
didn't like.
Yeah, I just need to drive down to Long Beach.
Yeah,
it's really not that far when there's no traffic.
No, I literally looked at my phone at like 11 and was like, I'm going to see your location and see if you've left your house yet because I still need to clean the studio. And I was like, yeah, he's still at home. Great.
Yeah. I left like
I was
a
like,
couple
but
after.
It's such an easy drive.
It's just the 405 straight down.
Yeah.
Because I live right by the 405. So.
Yeah, same. We're just right there. So
yeah.
And now the 405 connects us.
Yes.
So what did you, let's talk about what you did this week. I was walking around the neighborhood when you were telling me about, it just sounded like literally like the coolest, most, like you had already been manifesting this life that we are always talking about having. You're like, oh, I'm doing this, and then I'm just going to another game show thing.
Yeah.
And so
for people who
don't live here, this is totally like fucking cool.
Yeah. I realize like I'm lucky to do this stuff, even though it's doesn't pay that much. You're getting like between $17 and $20 an hour, which is around minimum wage, but
not bad.
I get to do these like fun game shows and audience work, I guess is what it would be called, since I'm, you know, figuring out my life right now.
How do you find the, do you go onto a website or do you get like emails? I know sometimes I'll sign up for casting websites and I just get like annoying emails that are never for what I actually
want. Yeah, there's certain ones. There's like Casting Networks, which is a big one that you can find all kind of acting jobs, commercials, stuff like that. And then they also have those calls on there. So that's where I find most of it. And then there's some other little like websites that you can like go on and sign up for and apply for that.
Are they usually free?
Yeah. The Casting Networks is $25 a month.
That's not bad.
But the other ones are free.
You can get that back in if you book one job.
100%. Yeah.
Like, there's no job that's only. Might be a $25 job, but rarely.
No. Never. Like,
yeah.
Because that would be an hour's work.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Yeah, you always get your money back. So
that's
really
cool.
Great. But yeah, I got to do 2 days this week on Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity, which is a reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader. And Travis Kelce is hosting it. So I got to literally be 10 feet away for 8 hours on Monday and 8 hours on Tuesday.
Oh,
or actually, it was like 6 hours.
Wow.
With Travis Kelce. And
that's kind of cool.
He's really
that's
nice.
That's really cool.
He's a big sweetheart dummy.
Oh my God.
Was
the host.
He was a really good host. Everyone was shocked. Like, so this is for Amazon, and so they shot it full through. So there's no commercial break. So they're shooting.
Heck yeah.
So like yesterday, I did American Idol, which we'll get into, but.
There are definitely commercial breaks for America.
Yeah, commercial breaks,
right.
And they'll take those breaks.
Yeah,
and like
in the show, as you're in the audience,
right.
Like if you're watching SNL.
Exactly.
Right.
And even though it's not live.
Right.
But with this Amazon one, they're shooting it straight through because it's just for streaming.
Yeah.
And Travis did a great job. He had his little teleprompter and he had his little ear thing. And there was times where you could hear like, not hear, but you could tell like they just said something in his ear and then he would say something and people would laugh or whatever. But he was really good with it.
That's
he's
cute.
A natural. He
yeah,
really
that's
he was
cute.
Totally a natural.
I bet. I can totally
the
see that.
Funniest thing though that I texted Katie was he goes he meant to say like, make sure your writing's legible. And he goes, now make sure your writing's legible.
Well, oh God.
Legible. And he's like, legible? Is that already like oh legible? I was like
legible?
That is the Travis Kelce moment. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love things like that. So, how long? What's it like when you go to film? If you're there for 6 hours, you're filming multiple episodes.
Yeah, on Tuesday they did four episodes, and then Monday was easier. It was just 2 episodes.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, you're like guaranteed a base rate. So they're like, okay, we're gonna pay you this much for 6 hours, and then if you go over the 6 hours, they pay you on top of that.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a good fun little gig. I always meet fun people. And
wait, so you can't tell us who the guests were.
Yes.
But you can, well, we know the host is Travis Kelce. That's common knowledge.
Yeah, there's already articles about that, so that's not a spoiler or anything.
But you got to see something that hasn't aired yet.
When we're waiting in the holding before we go into set, you have the audience, worker who is supposed to hype you up and all right, you gotta clap and stuff like that. And so he's like, all right, our host is Travis, don't worry, Taylor's not here, which she was there on Friday, and I know that for a fact because one of the people who works on set is my friend's friend, and he got to meet her, and Taylor was.
Oh, that's cool.
In Travis's dressing room on the Friday show, but she didn't go out to the audience or anything.
Right.
But she was there.
Oh my God, that's cool.
Yeah, supportive girlfriend.
Very supportive. And especially if you're in LA, what else are you going to do, girl?
Yeah.
Sneak into that?
She's off her tour.
Let her be.
Side note, I'm kind of sad that she's not, rehearsing for this tour because everyone's like, oh, she's releasing this new album. Maybe she's going to add some new songs to the tour. And I'm like, it's not looking like it. She went on vacation.
You never
she's
know.
She's chilling. But who knows?
That she girl works hard. She might have it already, planned out that when the tour starts again that it is different. And she might already,
you're right.
Be rehearsed.
This girl does plan, 3 years
right,
in advance.
You know, because she is so much of a strategic planner. The Sagittarius would do that.
You're right. You're right.
You know?
You're right,
be like, oh, we're going to do a tour, but oh, we're only going to release it for a few countries, and then when we announce the other countries, oh, by the way, there's going to be an album drop in there too, so it might as well change the tour a little bit.
That's true.
She's a freaking mastermind, so she totally could.
It's probably pre-planned.
I mean, I have this feeling that you and Katie are going to get to see two different Eras tours, basically.
Because I hope so.
You're going to get Tortured Poets and after.
Completely going sidetrack right now, but I'm just hoping, just because she released the movie and now it's on streaming, it would make sense for her to keep the basis of the tour, but now that you have a new album coming out in a week, to add a couple songs into
that. Right. Maybe there's because this is a new era, maybe the tour just gets longer.
Oh, I would love for it to be longer and her not cut anything. That'd be amazing.
Right? Because, at the end of the movie, they added all the surprise songs with this latest release. So, wouldn't it be hilarious? Wouldn't it be great if the orange Karmador comes down and then it changes to black and she comes out as Tortured Poets? And it's it's not over. Ooh. It's just beginning or some shit. I don't know.
We'll see.
But back to Travis Kelce and
Travis.
The filming.
And the filming, yeah. So, they tell us, Travis is the host, Taylor's not here, and then they say the names of the celebrity guests. And so they say just their first names, and one of them was Nicole, and then they say and I'm thinking, I wonder if it's Nicole Scherzinger. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that'd be crazy, because on the way to set, I said to Adonis, because we did it together on Monday,
mm-hmm.
Your friend Adonis,
oh my
and
God,
he drove
Adonis
us there,
God.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait till I'm a Dorsky.
9 more days. But, yeah, so when he said the name, I was like, I wonder if it's Nicole Scherzinger. On the way here, I was saying to Adonis, I need to text Nicole Scherzinger. Remind me, I need to text her. And for those listening, I used to be her social media manager, and I've been meaning to reach out to her. So I still need to reach out to her. Remind me to do that today.
Maybe she'll just magically listen to this podcast.
But I was like, that'd be so funny if Nicole was one of the celebrity guest judges.
Right.
Because when I was peeing, sorry. When I was peeing, when we got to set, I had to pee really bad. So they have the audience bathrooms. And I was peeing, and I got a download. If you're listening to this for the first time, I am Maggie's psychic friend. And I got a download, and it was one of the celebrity guest judges. I literally heard that in my head.
And just a side note, the bathroom and the shower are places where you always get downloads.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Dude,
if you're in the shower, that's when you have aha moments.
Peeing or showering? Because I'm not thinking about things. I'm just la, 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 la.
Exactly.
And then spirit's
I think that you actually have, I've seen someone say this, and I'll have to verify if it's true, but peeing and pooping makes you release serotonin.
Actually
makes you feel good to go to the bathroom.
Billie Eilish is like, I love pooping. And she was like, it feels, and I was like, interesting.
I was like, that's really interesting.
I don't love pooping because then I have to shower after. Now we're really going on a side tangent. But I have to shit and shower. I'm sorry. I cannot just shit and then go on with my day.
Yeah.
I have to hop in the shower.
You
and I'm not even a bottom. It's just I like to feel clean down there.
Yeah, maybe get a bidet. Remember during COVID when everybody got a bidet?
The day when I even do it. I don't know.
Wait till you go to Paris. Wait till you go to Paris and you get those real bidets.
Yeah.
That European bidet.
I remember when I was in Italy in 2016, we had a bidet in our Airbnb and me and my sister were like, ooh, this is nice.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God.
Normalize bidets in America. Okay. I have ADHD, so ADD. Let's get back on track. So yes. I was peeing and I was like.
You got this download that you know one of the people.
I was like, you know one of the people. And then when I go in and he says Nicole and then Lala, so now I'm thinking, oh, maybe it's Nicole Scherzinger because I definitely got this download while I was peeing.
Right.
And then the girl next to me, I had just met her. Her name was Sarah. She was, like, saying she just moved to LA 3 months ago. Sweet girl. And she's like, oh, it's... Mm-hmm. Whatever. I'm just going to say it. Yeah, spoiler, whatever. Amazon, spoiler. Sue me, bitch. Yeah. Like, there's plenty of people in the audience.
I'm pretty sure you didn't sign an NDA for maybe you did or whatever. I don't know.
Signed a release to be on. I don't think I sent an NDA. So.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm pretty sure.
We'll just bleep her name out until it airs. I'll just have a bleep there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one gives a shit. No one is like, oh my God, they ruined. Are you smarter than a celebrity?
They never said to us, like, do not say who the celebrities are. Like, right. They lock our cell phones up in these little pouches so we can't record anything. But they never, like... They told us, the celebrities, before we even got out there. So if it was really that big of a secret.
So it's really not a secret.
Yeah.
Right, right. So. When does it air on Amazon? Did they tell you that?
They didn't, but I would assume
we could probably search for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Like.
Anyway, so then what
happens? Anyways, so she's like, I think it's she posted on her story today that, like, day three of filming or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that. And she had it blocked out what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so... I was like, oh, really? That'd be crazy because, like, I know her. And she's like, what? How do you know her? And I
was like, shut up.
Yeah. She was like, I love Vanderpump Rules. And I was like, oh, I was like, I've worked at TomTom for 6 years. Like, I've, you know, made some appearances on VPR once in a while.
6 years. Been there, done that.
Yeah. And so she was like, oh, that's crazy. So I started talking to her and she's like, I actually just met last week. She was like, it was lovely. And then,
beep.
Okay, so then
I mean this is just you report. This is just you telling the story
saying what she
that
said.
Someone said, yeah.
I was like, oh really? The nicest girl ever, but I don't know, I don't talk to her anymore, so I wouldn't know.
Wouldn't know, right. And people change. You have no you never know.
Yeah, so then we get onto set and my chair is literally smack dab in front of
Oh like, my God.
I was staring at her the whole time, so I'm like, oh my God, of course. Like, because there was chairs like on the side, and then there was chairs on the other side, and so they put me like right in front of her. And when she walks out, she's like, oh my God, hey, and like says hi to me. And so
right.
It was just funny. It was just like, okay, I got this download while I'm peeing, you know, one of the celebrities, and then I go in and I actually know one of the celebrities. So that's. Was not only confirmation for me being like, okay, the things that I'm hearing aren't crazy.
Right, right.
And
like that's
also just like, you know, just a
you
synchronicity.
You trusted your intuition.
A synchronicity from the universe. Like I kept seeing on the drive there like 777-999-888.
Right.
All these angel numbers on the drive there. And so it's like when I see these numbers, it's like I'm always like, what does it mean? Mm-hmm. I know what it means to some extent, but like,
what does it mean?
Miley voice, yeah. But yeah, I just thought that was funny. Like, I'm like, it's not like a flex of like, oh, I knew one of the celebrities. It was more just like, oh,
you're
also
like, okay, I heard that. Okay.
They really use celebrity lightly.
yeah. Like reality stars are not celebrities.
It should be called. I guess they are.
But...
You'll see who the other... Yeah, I guess now they are.
Yeah.
A form,
in
but...
the age of social media, reality stars have become
and TikTokers,
a more celebrity status. Yeah.
That's very true. Sure. But I think once you see the show and you see who the other celebrities are...
They use the term lightly.
It's more like...
How was the show, though?
Are
was
you
it...
smarter than a TV personality or... Whatever.
Yeah. But which it's
The
like...
show was great.
Yeah.
The show was great. I had so much fun. Yeah, it was great. It
like,
was
you'd
fun.
Watch it when it comes on? Like,
yeah.
Was... Yeah, okay. I
totally.
Love game shows.
Yeah,
I'm such
yeah.
a game show freak.
Yeah.
Like, I love game shows. And I would sit in the Jeopardy audience for free.
Yeah. But... a lot of the answers, I knew a lot of them, but there were some that I was like, oh my God, this is like a fourth grade question, a third grade question. They had like some mythology questions.
Ooh, cool.
It was really fun. I enjoyed it. I was like, I can't believe I'm being paid to be here right now.
That's
just,
so cool.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
And you just, like, go, you just, like, drive up to, like, what? Where was this filmed? On one of the lots?
The Culver City Studios, which is owned by Amazon. So wow. Amazon's, it's all brand new. It's pretty new. It's, like, beautiful studio.
Wow, that's cool.
You can manifest filming something there one day.
Yeah, well, you're already there, and you're already in the spot and in the vortex, and you're just brushing shoulders with the celebrities that are there. So, like, how many times have you been somewhere, and then you came back, and you were in a better position, and you were like, oh, my God, I never thought that the last time I was here that I would be here again, and it would be like this.
Yeah.
You know?
You never know.
So, then you did American Idol.
I did American Idol
too?
Yesterday, yeah.
In the same week you filmed, you, basically in the same 7 days.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So, I did back-to-back. Monday and Tuesday, Smarter Than a Celebrity. Yesterday, American Idol. And
I love how after we got together and we recorded this podcast, the next 8 days were literally just, like, kind of jam-packed full of vortexes of, like, what's it like, the 6 degrees of vortexes that you just, like, went in and out of, and the people that you interacted with is, like, exactly what you're manifesting.
Yeah, and, well, it's funny because I was having this conversation with someone yesterday, and it's just audience work. It's really simple, and it's not a big
so
deal.
It's so easy.
But to be in that energy is a great way to manifest with all the clapping and the high energy and just,
right.
like, seeing how everything works. You can kind of put yourself in that mindset, like, oh, I want this for myself, or, like, I'm
right.
claiming this energy, and, like, being
it's
in that
so
energy
good.
Is a great way to manifest.
And it's great to network and connect with the people who are making those shows.
Right.
Because you never know how far, like, a nice word or a kind gesture, just you being your normal self, can really go with somebody who's in that space. You could make their day, and they're like, I want that person on every single... I want that person's contact.
Well, Adonis knew everyone at the Amazon Studios. So he had filmed some show there, and they all remembered him. He remembered all their names. They treated him like a celebrity. They treated
wow.
Adonis like a celebrity, and he was
wow.
just the audience. Because he, like, made an effort to, like, remember all
right.
the workers' names, and that's,
right.
you know, that's, like...
That's who we are.
When you remember people and you treat them with
they
kindness, they remember you.
Right, they remember you, and, like, a smile can go a long way sometimes.
Yeah. So, yesterday,
dude,
it was American Idol.
A couple days after that, or, like, was it back-to-back that you were...
No, back-to-back. So
wow,
Tuesday...
you didn't even get a break, basically. You were just like, all right,
well,
audience work, let's do this shit.
Thank God, I should be working.
That's incredible. But that's really great, because it's kind of like, I signed up for those days, too, and I didn't get selected. So it's honestly, like, it's a really cool luck of the draw.
It is. And, like, the fact that... was there on Monday. She wasn't there on Tuesday.
What are the chances?
So I've had and I signed up. There was like 9 days that you could sign up for.
Yeah.
So it was pretty like aligned.
Yeah.
That she
I mean,
was
come
there.
On. How much more aligned does it? Like, what are the chances that someone you actually know? Because LA's fucking huge.
Yeah.
There could have been any list of celebrities
and
there.
And the next day she wasn't there. So I was like, oh, okay.
Can you tell us who was there the next day?
I don't want to ruin it for you guys.
Oh, okay.
There was a comedian there. I'll say this.
Okay.
There's a comedian there
okay.
who is a huge Taylor Swift fan. She got a lot of shit for hating on Taylor Swift like 10 years ago.
Ooh.
Then backtracked, and now she's like spends all this money at the Eras Tour. She's friends with one of my friends, Zach, who I did a podcast with Sheena back in 2020. That's all I'll say. But
nice.
She was
okay.
great energy. I hope
these
I
are
can
great
meet her
Easter eggs too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna have to tell me when we're not recording. So then you got to film
okay.
American Idol.
So I get to American Idol and I'm walking to go check in. I check in and then I'm walking in the line and I hear this girl be like, "Hey, good looking." And I look over and it's this girl, Simone, that I had met back in December when I was doing audience work for a Jimmy Fallon show.
What?
Game show. Girl, this is how I make my money. I go to game shows. It's fun.
I want
to
do this shit. This is so,
I literally, people
I fucking...
are like, "What do you do for a living?" I'm like, "Well, I'm a singer-songwriter." But right now,
I'm going to game shows, honey.
I'm going to game shows.
From you met her in
okay,
December
okay.
doing Jimmy Fallon?
Okay, so I met Simone in December, and I was sitting there, and she was at another table, and I'm getting downloads, and I'm like, this girl is giving me Whitney Houston energy.
Whoa.
Like, I was like, I need to talk to her. And, like, I typically don't go up to strangers at these things. I have my book. I kind of keep to myself. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I talk to people, but, like, I really felt called to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up to her, and I'm just like, "Hey, this sounds crazy. I'm a psychic. Your energy is, like, I just feel really called to it."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Are you a singer by any chance?" She's like, "I'm not a singer. I don't, like, have that great of a voice. I like to sing, but I was like, oh, okay. I was like, you just give me Whitney Houston energy. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
And she's like, oh, I just moved here in May. This is in December. Yeah. And I just moved here from Atlanta. And so we start talking. And then she's like, would you want to do a reading on me right now? And I was like, I don't know if I could just do it like that, but let's see. So I like close my eyes and I was like, who is a J name? Because whoever the J name is, like, you need to let them go, honey.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck? She's like, my ex, I think, I don't know, say John.
Yeah.
My ex, John, he was trying to get me not to move to LA, and I knew that I wanted to move to LA and pursue my dreams, and so I left, and, like,
oh my God.
He's been trying to, like, hit me up and stuff like that. And I was like, there we go.
Okay. Boom.
So her and I, like, add each other on social media, and then I didn't really think much about her. Like, we never kind of kept in touch after that. So when I went to American Idol and I saw her, I was like, oh my God. So I'm like, we start talking about, I was like, you're the one with the J name and the boyfriend, blah, blah, blah.
She's yeah. Whoa, cool.
And she's like, are you doing readings? Because you said you were going to start doing readings that week. That was when I started, because I had just done the Trevor Wallace show.
Oh, wow.
If you guys don't know, you can go on YouTube and type in Guess the Psychic.
Yeah, it is Kevin so Lang, fun.
And you can watch my little segment there.
It's so fun.
So yeah, that was all that same week. And
wow.
So I was like, damn, seeing you, like, maybe that's a sign that I'm supposed to start doing that stuff again. And she was like, totally. So we started having all these deep conversations about energy and manifesting. And she's like, it's coming up on my 1 year of living here in May.
Oh my God.
And she's talking about something about, like, working with Kevin Hart next month. And, like, she's killing it right now.
Fucking
and so
cool.
We stood with each other the whole show. And, like, I felt like she's like a soul contract kind of girl.
Yeah.
Like, her and I just really hit it off.
Bonded instantly.
Yeah, we're just having these deep conversations about the universe and once your third eye is open and how, like, you just can't turn it off and how God has a plan and this and that and just all the stuff that you and I talk about, right?
Right, right. Like, you've bonded on a whole new level. Like, like a conscious level.
Yeah.
Like, soul recognizing soul.
And
like,
these are the...
Oh, you're not just here going through the motions. You're also conscious, too.
Yes.
Fucking sweet. Let's talk about some shit.
Yes. Yeah. And we were talking about how, like, being that energy, like, when the audience is clapping, we're like, oh, pretending it's for us.
Yes.
Or, like, this and that. And so...
Really creating the vision.
Yeah. And so there... So, it's obviously American Idol, and there were... Dwiddling it? Is that a word?
Dwindling?
Here I am making fun of Travis Kelce for saying...
Dwiddling?
Making fun of Travis Kelce for saying, leligible.
Leligible.
Instead of legible. And here I am saying, dwiddling?
Dwiddling. But it's dwindling, right?
Dwindling. They were dwindling it down to the top 20.
Oh.
And so... They're guessing, like, who's next? So I'm, like, with Simone, I'm, like, who do you think's going to be next? So I'll be, like, the girl in the gold dress. Boom, they pick the girl in the gold dress.
Oh,
like,
shit.
I think it's going to be this guy where he looks like a star. Boom, they pick him. Like, everyone that I would say,
oh,
then they would
so
pick
cool.
them next.
I love
and
that.
And so then, like, even stuff with, like, what the judges were about to say, I'm, like, I was, like, that girl reminds me of Jennifer Hudson. And Katy Perry's, like, you remind me of Jennifer Hudson. And then this one girl's crying because her dad died or mom died or something like that. And she's like, I just wish she could see me here performing right now. And I go,
She can
see you performing. She's standing right with you on stage. And then Lionel Richie goes, she can see you performing. She's standing with you right there on stage. And
what the fuck?
Simone looks at me. She's like, you have such a gift. She's like, you need to start using it. She's like, you keep saying and picking out exactly. Like,
whoa.
And like, yeah, it was.
Whoa.
It was such
so
a great
cool.
day on set. And we got to stand right in front of the judges. I literally was this close to everyone.
Wow.
And I didn't say anything. You know, I let people do their autographs and scream. I just sit there and observe or stand there and observe.
Yeah.
But
that's so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And there was this one performer who he grew up singing in church. And when he sang, we all got full body chills. Like,
ooh.
I started crying. Katy Perry was crying. Like, Simone was like, we all like had, I still have, I'm getting chills just thinking about it. Like,
wow.
I could see like, the Holy Spirit come down into him the way he was just singing.
Oh.
It was crazy,
wow.
The energy. And then there was this one guy, he was 15 years old and country singer. And a lot of these singers are singing their own original songs, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And he's like, I'm singing an original song. It's called Hope, and it stands for Hold On, Pain Ends. And I'm like, oh, that's so beautiful. And so he sings it. And then I look down at my bracelet, and I have it right here, and my bracelet says H-O-P-E, and Maggie can post this online.
Yeah.
I'm getting emotional right now. My friend Chelsea, who passed to suicide in 2019, her mom made these for her, made these bracelets for her, and she sent me, like, a bunch of them to, like, hand out to people, and I would always wear them when I would go on set, and I would take pictures and send to her mom, be like, I have Chelsea with me on this set, or I just met this celebrity, and, like, sorry.
Don't say right now. You don't have to say you're sorry.
And Chelsea and her mom always loved to, like, watch American Idol together, and, like, one of the last times I texted her mom was last April when I did American Idol audience work, and, I was like, I'm wearing my bracelet for Chelsea, and she was like, oh, like, I know she would love that you're there, and, I was on the screen a lot for that show, and her mom watched it, and, like, sent me pictures, like, I'm watching American Idol, I love seeing your face on there, and then she was like, I just found this old recording of me and Chelsea watching American Idol together or whatever. Aww. And so it was just such a big thing for them. That was like their bonding moment. So it's
like super special for
you. Yeah. So Trisha unfortunately passed last June unexpectedly. And like, so one of the last times I really talked to her was about American Idol.
Wow. So you like felt them.
Yeah. So I looked down and I saw that and I realized, because it wasn't until after he sang it, it wasn't connecting.
Right.
And when it connected, I was like, holy crap. Like, I could hear their voices being like,
do you get it now?
Do you get it now? Like, yeah, like the hope thing. And so
you're being there like, she's here with you, and they're like, we're here with you.
Yeah, 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 exactly. So I could literally feel like Chelsea and her mom with me there yesterday, and the fact that that guy sang Hope. So I really wanted to give this bracelet to, like, to Lionel Richie or Katy Perry, one of them, and I really should have just been more brave and just gave it to them, but I knew I was gonna break down like I just did if I tried to do that, and I didn't want to look like a crazy person.
Right.
But I hope that contestant, I'm blanking on my name.
Oh,
on his
man,
name,
watch them win.
I
want to
give
win.
Him this bracelet.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I just, like, felt so called to give this bracelet to
someone
on Idol.
Well, American Idol airs on Monday, so yeah, maybe they'll listen to this podcast episode and we'll make that happen. A lot can happen.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just crazy. I don't know, like, just to be doing these audience work, like, it seems so insignificant, but it's been so, like, spiritually a great experience for me.
And how impactful, like,
yeah,
emotionally, like, you're able to process things and feel things and be like, last thing I expected was to be crying in the American Idol audience, but,
right.
You know, but here I am, and here are my guides, and here are my angels, and here are the people that have crossed over still looking out and cheering me on, literally.
And, like, it's not what I want to be doing for the rest of my life, but I'm grateful that it's helping me pay my bills, because I know one thing that I wanted to mention was, like, I had gotten hired at this restaurant because I was like, I need to make money before I go to Europe.
Right.
And restaurant work's
the easiest way to do that.
And I quit after a day.
Yeah.
And I remember going into that job and, like, seeing 888 and 616 parked right next to me. 616 is my birthday. 888 is, like, about abundance. And I remember texting you, and you're like, oh, like, this is going to be good for you. But I went into that job, and I was like, no, you're not supposed to be here. Leave. You're not supposed to be here.
Like,
and
your intuition was really like, oh, my God.
Screaming at me.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're playing small right now. And so I quit after a day, and I felt really guilty for quitting. But I realized, like, if I didn't quit that taco job, I wouldn't have these experiences that I'm having, like, even though they're just little.
You wouldn't be able to go to those. You'd have been like, sorry, I have to work. I can't do the audience work.
Yeah, and I would have never even applied for them. And
right.
It's just, it's connecting me, like, to all these beautiful people and these just beautiful moments that are healing me.
Yeah, and healing them, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
I'm just, like, so grateful
mutual.
That. It's just, like, such a sign to listen to your gut. Like, if something's telling you, this isn't for me, then it's not for you. And trust that, like, something better is going to come along. Because, like, the universe has been providing me with, like, these little jobs to keep me going until something greater comes along, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe that's the purpose of this podcast. Is just,
exactly.
Like, look
someone
for the,
can
look
pay
for
us
the signs,
talk.
Man. Look for the signs. Like, I literally see these angel numbers all the time, and I just really trust my gut. And it's right. so fucking hard.
Right. And it's just symbolism. Because the only way that the only way that spirit or anything can communicate with us is through symbolism. So, like, each thing carries its own vibration. And you're like, what does it mean? It's like each number, like you were just looking at the number book, each number carries its own vibration. So whenever you see those numbers, you can grab your angel number book, but you can also grab like a numerology book and be like, oh yeah, 3 is the energy of like foundation and security and the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. 4 is, you know, we have 4 seasons, there are 4 phases of the moon, you know, there are these things that are foundational in nature that are also just math.
Yeah.
Like mathematically, we live in a mathematical universe. So sometimes the only way that we can get messages are through those numbers. So I'd like to say noticing those numbers is just noticing that like the universe is trying to communicate with you. There is something trying to reassure you to listen to your intuition. Because even when you walked into this job that you were like, oh, I need this, but I don't really want this. You still saw those numbers of communication being like, one was your birthday, so 616, and the other being 888, like, there are endless opportunities with 8.
Mm.
It's infinity. Like, this isn't the end of the road. Exactly.
You don't need to just work at this taco.
You don't just have to stay here. This is just another tick on that circle of, like, the infinity that you're doing. That's like, you're always in cycles because nature is in cycles. We always move in cycles. And you're like, okay, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to do this. But you are someone that listens to your intuition, which is like really good. Because if you don't, what was the last time that you didn't listen to your intuition? Can you share like something
I'd
that happened?
I've been thinking I've wanted to make this into a reel now that I've had enough time to heal from it. The end of 2021... I was invited to go with my then boyfriend to his work Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big Christmas party. I mean, they go hard, like hundreds of people. And I remember I called my mom that day. I was doing laundry at the laundromat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Mom, I don't know what it is, but my gut is telling me not to go to Orlando's work party tonight. And she was like, why? I was like, it is a knowing that I'm not supposed to go. And she's like, you're just anxious, honey. Don't worry about it. You're fine. I was like, something bad's going to happen.
Oh, my
and
God.
And she's like, you're just being anxious. So I go back home, and Orlando's getting ready. I'm like, babe, I don't think I can go. And then, of course, he's like, well.
Dramatic.
There's a lot of gaslighting in that relationship. But he starts gaslighting me like, oh, like, you're mad at me, or oh, this and that, and me feel guilty for not wanting to go.
Jesus.
And then I'm like, okay, so I go to do a meditation, and I see police cars or
red and blue
lights.
Yeah.
And
like a siren.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm like, okay, Brett, just go. Like, you're crazy. So we go, we decide to take my car, and we park on the side street. It's in West Hollywood in a great neighborhood too.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the party, everything's good. We come back out to my car, 3 of my windows are smashed in. Just completely smashed in. Nothing was stolen from the car, so it was just some crazy person that just decided to smash in all my windows.
Fuck.
And I literally am like, I knew it. I wasn't supposed to come tonight. This is why. This is showing me that I actually am psychic and that my intuition is real.
I should have just listened to myself.
And I'm screaming. We got in the hugest fight.
Yeah.
We had to drive home
with
all the broken glass.
You made me doubt myself.
You made me doubt myself. You made me feel crazy.
Right.
That was an inner knowing. And ever since then, I was like, you listen to your intuition, Brett.
Oh,
and
my fucking God.
That was the biggest lesson. Yeah, I made Orlando pay for those windows, too. I was like, bitch, you're paying for
this
the fucking windows.
Fucking
I was like,
fault.
I don't have... Because I called my insurance, like, we'll cover anything after $500. And it was, like, $700. And so I was like, so I was like, bitch, you're paying for the $500.
Yeah.
But that was really the hardest lesson. And, like, listen to your intuition. If there is an inner knowing and you're like, this isn't an anxiety, this is just a knowing. That's...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa, that is a great way to end. Like, literally. So
listen to your heart.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you again. This is becoming just, like, super really easy and super fun. So I just, like, I'm so glad that you can drive down to
London. I'm excited to keep podcasting with you. Maybe this will be a regular thing. If you guys want it to be, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. All the info is in the show notes. And if you have a story of where you shared your intuition, or if you'd like to share a story about you listening or not listening to your intuition, find the info in the show notes.